Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
Oh, it feels like the last day of school, doesn't it?
Honestly, I feel like I could not even sleep last night. I was so excited to have a few days off. And when I say a few days off, I've clearly overly packed my schedule as usual, but I'm excited to honestly, yeah, I did. I don't even know why. I didn't even mean to, but then I was like,
can you sleep in?
Yes, there's room. Of course. Yes, we're sleeping in, and I'm very ready.
I tried this conversation with a friend, getting so excited and jazzed, and I waited for the text bubble to be returned. And he simply replied, good for you. And I was like, what? He goes, I have to work on Friday. And
oh,
I was like,
no.
Oh, man.
Well, your Adam has to work on Friday because I made an appointment.
Oh, you did? And what is she getting done?
She's getting her grays covered.
That's, wow. Yeah, and if you're going to ruin the whole day like that?
Yeah, I am going. I'm going to ruin my life like that. No, you I know have, he colors my hair. He's so good. And
I have chin hair that is gray. So I'm like, you just can leave the beard hair. But then I realized I went off the Propecia. Do you know about this Propecia? The kids know, the boys know about it. Because when your hair starts to even a little, maybe thin, a little less than used to, or recede, the doctor will suggest, hey, maybe you should get on the Propecia, right? And there's generic versions of it. And but the rumor is that it also affects your sexual health. So for men, it could cause like erectile dysfunction. Mm. So guys like, they'll get on it for a little while. And they're like, I'm probably fine. I don't need it. So I did the same thing. Got on it. And I was like, I probably don't need it. Let me get off of it. When I tell you, I like tilted over and saw the top of my crown on my head. And granted, I was wearing hat hair, but I saw way too much scalp for my liking, so I'm back on the peach.
Not the peach.
And the Rogaine, just in case. But I was talking
to you. Do Rogaine too? I have a tip.
I do.
I have a tip about Rogaine if you
yes,
want to know
it. Yes, give me all the tips.
Men and women. So in the 90s, early 2000s, I know a lot of you were over pluckers. And
what you call me?
Yeah, over plucker. And so a lot of people's eyebrows did not grow back.
They didn't. Yeah, I remember.
And now everyone's doing like the micro blading to make them thicker because it's the style.
That's right.
If you put Rogaine and castor oil on your eyebrows, it will help the regrowth. And a girlfriend of mine did it.
Basically Latisse.
But Latisse like created a weird coloring on my lashes.
Oh my God.
And they said, well, I probably overdid it because I have no patience. And I was like doing it three times a day and you're only supposed to do it one time. But the Rogaine helps regrow your brows.
Do you know sometimes if you apply Latisse wrong that you could get the hair follicle growing out of a place you didn't want it to grow?
Are you the one that told me?
No, they gave it to me for free and like an idiot, I was a little nervous because it started burning. And so I read the instructions and like basically like, wash your hands and wash other areas. Put it only where you want it.
Somebody told me the story. I thought it was you, but somebody told me a story about their girlfriend was putting on Latisse.
Oh, God.
And they started crying. They had like an emotional breakdown, and the Latisse got into like their below their eyes and like by their tear ducts.
And they had
and
a beard
hair
in there.
Started growing.
No! Okay, well. We've got a great show for you today. It is, of course, the day before Thanksgiving, so we're going to give you some tips on having a stress-free, that's right, stress-free Thanksgiving. Also, is there a timeline for apologies? Is there a window in which you're meant to apologize? And if you don't, is the apology still valid? Plus, we're going to be joined by Cameron Burns, our fitness and celebrity trainer. We've been on a 12-day cleanse. There should be a bottle of liquor in this room at some point because we can toast. We're allowed to drink again. Carl Schmidt, because we're going to miss World AIDS Day. It's actually on Sunday. And he's going to be coming in. You know him as a TV host for On the Red Carpet. Plus, he has pluslifemedia.com, which is its own site for all things HIV AIDS related. And we want to make sure that we are doing our part to not just educate, but inspire others about World AIDS Day, which is Sunday, December 1st. And then RuPaul. Oh, honey, Mama Ru let go of a big secret. I feel like we just walked in on... I feel like walked in on Mommy kissing Santa Claus.
We know
some secrets, and we're going to share them with you. But before we get to those secrets, it's time for that news on the beat. So, Michaela, what are people talking about?
All right, guys, well, public hearings in the impeachment investigation may be over for now, but a few revelations in the case have shed new light on who knew what about the Ukraine scandal and when. The House released a testimony transcript from Mark Sandy, a senior career official at the Office of Management and Budget. Sandy said that after the White House froze aid to Ukraine, officials there waited months before telling him the move was because of concerns over other countries' contributions to Ukraine. That's been the official White House reason for withholding the aid, but Sandy's timeline and concerns, he says, he and others had about the legality of withholding the aid throws that story into doubt. Meanwhile, the New York Times reported President Trump actually knew about the whistleblower report when he released the aid money to Ukraine. The question is, did one event play part with another? So you can just think about that. Now, if you're celebrating a birthday, I want you to celebrate your birthday because we have a lot of people, and I'm going to tell you that. But unfortunately, and more importantly, I have closed myself out of my own news segment.
We're back. I was gonna make you guess. I'm like,
let me tell you something.
Was it their birthday?
Here's how you guys know if something has gone terribly wrong.
You just say.
I'll be like, the impeachment investigation. That's literally me by time.
Do you remember when Sarah Palin's prompter went out? Listen, if you want a little joy today, let's say it's your last day at work and you want to chuckle a little, Google Sarah Palin's prompter going out. It's like a Tina Fey sketch at SNL. That's like, well, you know, and the government, the quid pro quo in there just, and she just spirals and it's
beautiful.
Let me
tell you something. This has happened to me a few times and I have never called myself out. I'm like, just be what the people need you to be.
We need a full segment on technology. You refuse to update your phone and your computer, and I have friends like that too who will not, and their stuff keeps crashing.
No way.
Yes, that's the intro music, and we talk about that test.
I love that. All right, well, happy birthday on November 27th. You're in good company. You're celebrating with Caroline Kennedy. She's 62 years old.
Sweet Caroline. Bum, bum, bum.
This makes me miss karaoke.
This makes me remember Big Way.
Big Way!
Do you remember Big Way?
The other reason, okay, so I hosted karaoke years after you because I thought if Michaela Gordon can, what's the shame in hosting karaoke?
I didn't host karaoke.
You know how we messed it up?
I never hosted karaoke. I was 20 years old, and I used to beg them to let me sing, and if they would let me sing,
I assumed it was your job.
No, I didn't get paid for that. I just wanted to host things.
You know where we really messed up? When we were both unemployed, we should have worked at Trader Joe's because Tyler Perry would have found us and given us jobs in the series. That's what we should have done.
I didn't know.
I thought you worked there.
No.
Because you were so good and they knew you. I just assumed you were running it.
No.
That's why I did it.
I run everything.
See, and I did it for nothing then. I was like, well, Michaela Gordon did it. I can totally do this. Years later.
All right, you guys. Well, coming up, listen, we love an apology, but is it just too little, too late? Find out what controversial pop singer is apologizing for comments she made a few weeks ago, and if we can forgive her. Stick around with a new Channel Q.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
The new Channel Q.
Oh my God, we were late. We were just praying and talking about religious matters. But anyway, so Azalea Banks, if that name does not ring a bell, she's a rapper out of New York City. She's, I think, infamously known for that 212 song was kind of the big bop that she first kind of hit the scene with. Interestingly enough, she had a lot of comments against the community, and we would target people like Perez Hilton. I guess he's low-hanging fruit because he says stuff about other people as well. And I remember being in a cab. The last time I was in New York City, and the theme song when I got in the cab was, I was in the 212, I'm the umpt. It was literally just on loop on the TV in front of me, and I was like, maybe it's just this cab. No, the city really took to it. That being said, years later, she's been in and out of hot water with different parts of the community for speaking her mind. Well, Michaela will give us the details on that piece. But recently, she took to her Instagram stories to give, I guess, in her own mind, some kind of distorted PSA regarding those who decided to get on PrEP. Here's what she had to say.
The boys are still getting HIV. The girls are getting f-ing renal failure. They're getting, like, liver f-ing failure. They're getting anal warts. They're getting anal cancer. Okay? That's a f-ing death trap. And for that dumbass f-ing Frank Ocean to sit up there and f-ing promote that to y'all gays, like that's something that y'all f-ing need, it's evil. And he's probably getting paid by f-ing
Okay, so that was Azealia Banks talking about, because Frank Ocean had thrown a party and it was like prep themed, or I think it was one of the sponsors or something like that. That being said, you know, we know that PrEP is basically a pre-exposure prophylactic drug, which basically just means before you encounter any kind of HIV, you could take this pill and it'll protect you from ever acquiring it. And so it's considered to be an advancement in modern medicine that keeps us all HIV negative. And so, you know, it's just considered to be a step toward eradicating HIV and AIDS. Now, this is where the story gets layered. Before I give her, because she did apologize for this, before I get there, can you give us the context of the kind of things this young lady has been up to, which have people in their feelings about her anyway?
Well, let me start with this. She kind of blew up in 2012. She had a song called Licorice, and here's my problem, and this is why it makes me sad. Azealia Banks is one of, like, the only rappers that's ever kind of combined rap and house music. Like, her whole thing was she was rapping over house music. It's actually very technically difficult to do, and it's not been done.
And fun. And her music was fun. I was into it.
It was really fun. She also stepped out of a lot of stereotypes. Her music videos were really cool. And we're talking 2012. Like, there was no Lizzo's. There was no Halsey's. There was no...
There was boxes.
Really,
like, you fit into this box, and she was different.
She was breaking the mold for sure. And she was a really promising artist.
Did you think she was... When I saw the 212 video, she's, like, in a Mickey sweatshirt and shorts, and, like, it's black and white. I thought she was, like, an indie, like, dorky girl. Like, cool. I just... That's the vibe I got. I didn't get... I was like, oh, she's kind of cool and different.
Yeah,
it was just... It wasn't glam. It was none of it.
For as a musician and as a rapper, she was really taking big steps. And unfortunately, I believe that we're just dealing with a mental health issue.
Yeah.
She has, since 2013, really just sabotaged her own career. The most recent fight that she got into was with Lana Del Rey in 2018. It was
a huge
tournament.
How do you fight with that angel?
They were friends, and Lana really believed in Azealia Banks, as did a lot of celebrities, and they were really rooting for her. We were all rooting for you. And
we really need that Tyra Banks sounder.
I know.
There's probably moments we could use it. All right.
Yeah.
Note to self.
What happened was, unlike a lot of celebrities, Lana Del Rey fought back. And she was like, in so many words, you know my address, you can pull up and say it to my face, but if I were you, I wouldn't. And then Twitter went crazy. They were like, Lana Del Rey's hood, honey, they're going crazy. And a lot of people were dying for her. Now, since then, Azealia Banks has really, and this, we're not talking about cancel culture.
Yeah,
we're
yeah.
talking about people no longer supporting her music. They do not want her at their concert. They don't want to see her in concert. She has a bigger following on Instagram, but it's more to watch her controversy.
I think that's true. It's like how Trump has a following. You're just wanting to see the train wreck.
You're just watching the train wreck. And that's sort of where we're at. So when she said all of these things, although extremely problematic, I think that we have to remember we're also not dealing with somebody who's sane.
Yeah, I don't think she's
playing
with a
full deck. If you look at her entire past.
Yeah, yeah.
She's making allegations currently about people in the music industry that she's now also being sued for. Insiders are telling me, I know this story for a fact, because she's accusing people of sexual misconduct.
Oh my
and
gosh.
They're like, girl,
do you think
it's
she's
not.
A, what do they call, do you think she's like a Trisha Paytas where she like is trolls people and to get like stunt reaction or no?
No, because the problem is Azealia Banks is a genius.
Oh,
a
she's
musical,
actually talented.
Lyrical genius, and it makes me so upset.
Yeah, I'm with you. I actually never liked her after she started making so many weird comments. But what she apologized with was actually kind of interesting. It was on her Instagram story, I believe, right? Or it's a main post, and she's got about 605,000 followers on Instagram, and she simply typed it out, and it says, hey guys, so a few weeks ago I went on a rant about pre-exposure prophylactics meds, and I'm just doubling back to say, ... I'm sorry, sad emoji. It's not my place. It was extremely insensitive. Who cares if I meant well? That wasn't the way. I'm really, really sorry.
So this is actually a really big deal also, not that we need to forgive her because it was so problematic to some of her younger listeners and people that maybe don't know so much about PrEP because there's such a stigma around it. She's never really apologized. She's right. Never sorry. She doesn't really take responsibility for anything. She stands by her word. So I do appreciate, not that we should be applauding her for apologizing about something problematic that she said. However, this is a different side of Azealia Banks. She usually does not apologize.
Yeah. So listen, I'm still... I'm not really a fan. I kind of feel like apologies. I was Googling trying to see like when is it too late to apologize? But basically apologies are usually met with doing it as quickly as possible and then saying you're going to try to do better next time, which that apology to me seemed a little absent of. But like you said, I'm not necessarily sure there's a space for her. We looked on our tour dates, nothing happening here in the U.S. Last thing was World Pride this summer and some other scattered small events. So this very well might just be that she got canceled. Canceled by a lot of people that were intending to book her based off these comments or whatever else. And so she decided to apologize to get that coin. But you know who may not ever apologize? Gabrielle Union.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is interesting. Coming up, we have reported yesterday that she would not be returning to America's Got Talent.
With
but it turns
girl.
Out Julianne Hough.
Yeah, not coming
turns
back.
Turns out the story's going a little bit deeper and may have been fired. We'll talk about why and what happens next. Stick around with a new Channel Q.
I was rooting for you. We were all rooting for you. How dare you?
Thank you.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
So yesterday we reported that Gabrielle Union and Julianne Hough would not be returning to be judges on this next season of America's Got Talent. Now reports are being surfaced that Gabrielle Union expressed concern over offensive talk. Both racial and, I believe, sexist. You have got some personal insight. You and I are friends with Ashley Marie Preston, who we had in for Trans Day of Remembrance last week, and she recently posted something, I think it was last night or early in the day, and it was, saying that she is standing with Gabrielle Union, and she had the inside tea. So what do you know of this story regarding Gabrielle's dismissal from America's Got Talent?
Well, Ashley Marie Preston has a personal relationship with Gabrielle Union because they recently, Gabrielle Union joined with New York and Company and created her own line, and Ashley Marie Preston modeled for her line, which is now with New York and Company. And Ashley was like, this is really great. I love that she's bringing visibility to trans women.
Yeah.
They have a relationship. She's also going to be doing a new campaign that she's doing as well. So it's a big deal. So she posted about this, and I read the article before, of course, we reported on it. Mm-hmm. But it appears that Gabrielle Union, who is ranked number one as the number one talent on America's Got Talent.
Wow.
Was fired. And that's why it is also such a big deal, because she was performing really well as far as ratings go.
Yeah, right.
But what happened was she was talking about an interview. So Jay Leno was a special guest on America's Got Talent.
Okay,
and
that.
Allegedly they were sitting together. And Jay Leno saw a photo of Simon Cowell, who was also a judge on America's Next Got Talent, Got Talent, and he was surrounded by his dogs. And Jay Leno said, oh, those look like dogs that you would like eat in Korea.
You find it a menu at a Korean restaurant.
Yeah. Wow. And as we know, it's problematic. We're trying to bring as much Asian visibility that we can, and stereotypes like that are just reinforcing.
Like all Korean people.
Yeah.
I think it's that he said, because you can eat dog in certain parts of Korea is factual, but what he said that made it to me, the racist part, he said, on the menu at a Korean restaurant.
Well, yeah, and it was like the tone that he said it. Obviously, Gabrielle,
it's basically
I don't think...
saying like Koreans are trying to serve us dog, as opposed to saying there's a problematic city that has this dog eating trade we should eliminate. He didn't do that. And also, do you think this is a boomer thing? Generational?
I don't know. Jay Leno was a comedian for a long time years ago when you could say what you wanted, but for whatever it was problematic to Gabrielle Union. She didn't like it. So she said, you need to take this out. Like, I don't think it's appropriate to have. And they were like, okay, sure, whatever. And then another instance happened where there was an audition earlier in the early stages where this white male came and auditioned. He was an impersonator, and he was impersonating big black artists, popular mm-hmm. artists like Beyonce. Right. At one point, his hands were black, and she was like, this is inappropriate. Ooh. We should remove this audition out. And they were like, sure, okay, whatever. And just kind of kept dismissing her.
So you think maybe she was fired for being PC police? Maybe?
She was fired for having an opinion.
Yeah.
And so they were also then chalking it up to they thought her hair was too black. They wanted it to be less black. They didn't like the way that she was dressed. Wow. Now, on the same hand, allegedly, those things were also said to Julianne Hough. They didn't like the direction Julianne Hough was going as America's Sweetheart.
What did she do? Because it's hard for me to wrap my brain around her judging, but she did judge for a little while on Dancing with the Stars every now and again. So
yeah, I mean, listen, she's like a powerhouse. She actually has a new program coming out on NBC, oddly enough. Dancing with the Huffs, a Christmas holiday special.
She is
with
not trying to get in trouble with NBC right now.
No, so although Gabrielle Union has not come out and said anything, she is not following NBC on Instagram, and she's not posted anything about America's Got Talent for months. However, Julianne Hough did come out with a comment just this morning, and she's playing it cool. She said, I've enjoyed my time on NBC. I've never felt treated in any way that would offend me or make me feel bad. And so...
Because Variety, which I think is a pretty reputable entertainment magazine for giving us a window into what's behind the scenes in Hollywood, they're claiming that, like you said, that Gabrielle and Julianne were both given, quote, excessive notes on their physical appearance, which, quote, impacted her moral and led to tensions for Julianne Hough specifically. And like you said, the hairstyles were, quote, too black for viewers. What does that even mean?
You know, it's funny because as a woman and doing network television currently, I've been told certain things that men would never be told as far as my appearance goes and what would be more appealing to the American public.
I don't think people know that when you do TV, they like for Rent, even theater and Queer Eye, they owned me. I could not change my hairstyle. I could not get tattoos without written consent from producers.
Yeah. Well, in 2019, I think it's just problematic for as much as we've been trying to empower women and telling me this has been said 2 months ago that my skirt was too short and they'd like for me to pull it down and they would like for me to cover my tattoos and they would like for me to put pasties on my
boobs.
When there was nothing visible. I believe Gabrielle Union.
I do too.
And
because she speaks out on a lot of issues of importance, and she tends to shed a light on the things. I think the problematic thing, if you tell kids, hey, just be yourself, you're enough. But can you be yourself with a less black haircut? And also, please don't speak out against comedy legends because we'll fire you. Yeah. It's like, well, where do you draw the line?
Yeah, it's women of color, not even just black women. And so I stand with Gabrielle Union. I hope that NBC comes out with a proper statement.
And this ain't over. You know this ain't over. You know next week we're going to have a lot more what's popping on this topic.
Of course. All right, well, coming up, the holidays can be the most wonderful and stressful time of year. So we will be sharing these helpful tips to make your Thanksgiving as stress-free as possible. You don't want to miss it.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela. The new Channel Q.
Now, I know everyone's getting very excited for tomorrow, especially if you're going to someplace and all you have to do is bring a pie. Perhaps you're responsible for the wine or the green beans. And the one hosting always gets stuck with the brunt of the work. And many people actually like that. They like it. They want to control every element and have it like Christmas, you know, where every single thing is meticulously thought after, taken care of, and they're stressed, and their guests have a stress-free time. However, you, the host, it's hard on you. We get it. Like, you've been prepping for a while. So I wanted to give you some tips to have more stress-free Thanksgiving. Now, you've attended many a Thanksgiving. Have you thrown one?
No, I'm not ever throwing Thanksgiving. And that's because I like myself.
Would you get it catered ever? Like, let's say you get fancy and you get, like, a house and money and, you know, you have, like, the means to hire staff.
Yeah, one of my very, very best friends. We've celebrated Thanksgiving probably 12 out of the 15 years I've lived in LA. And he's so fabulous. And he holds it. I mean, we're texting right now because we're trying to figure out if we're going to do it this year again. But he...
First of all, 24 hours before, get it.
It's already done.
He's done.
He does it.
Got
and then
it.
I just go.
Got it.
And he makes it incredible. It's so beautiful. It's usually only an 8-person dinner. He likes to keep it intimate.
I love that.
And then... he has everything catered. Mm-hmm. It's so easy. And then he has somebody come and clean up for him afterwards. And if you can do it like that, then it's like so great. Because it's not about being a diva, but honestly, waking up 3 a.m. and like cooking all day and then you finally sit down, you're exhausted and then you have to clean everything. It takes the fun out of, to me personally.
You don't get, yeah. If you're exhausted and you are, things have gone wrong and you're in your feelings about it, it's hard to enjoy your guest's company.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, so here's some really fun tips. They will help you feel a bit better about your holiday time tomorrow. Now, you know, listen, I know there's a lot of traditions that people have in their family. Don't be afraid to try something a little new or tweak a meal that you just didn't like when you were growing up. No one says you actually have to do it. Also, if you're going to cook an entire bird, make sure that you thaw it out. That's a lot of, I had a lot of people the day of take a frozen turkey out of the freezer and thinking, oh, it says I'm supposed to thaw it.
Oh, yeah.
Here's another cool thing. When you're decorating and stuff, a lot of people do overdo it with orchids or whatever for their centerpieces. Maybe just pick decor that doesn't need tending. I had a friend who had the Halloween Thanksgiving party last year, dozens and dozens of fresh cut flowers. Who had to put them in vases 15 minutes before the guests came? I did. It wasn't pleasant. So maybe consider succulents or something else that's kind of, you know, autumnal, as they say.
Yeah, you know, I think also the most important thing is when I used to celebrate with my family, and truly the only reason why I don't know is my grandma, when she's 92 now, but she can't, you know, make it at her house like she used to, which was truly like the heartbeat of our entire family. I think it's just important to also remember, like, it really is a holiday about giving thanks. Like, nothing needs to be perfect.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be, you know, the food is everything that you imagined it to be. I think if you're the one cooking, be easy on yourself. Have a couple sips of wine. You're totally normal. You're killing it. Even having a Thanksgiving dinner for your family.
This goes to the next point. Don't overcomplicate things. When Michaela was talking, have a sip of wine. Yeah, skip the 10-ingredient cocktail. You don't need to be shaking that for every single guest. Just stick to classics. Wine, beer, sparkling water, apple cider, anything else that's already in the bottle or pre-made for you. And you know what? Just know which parts to go store-bought. Consider your crudité or your appetizers. Just get them pre-made. Don't, like, kill yourself for that stuff. Also, move all of the appetizers and drinks out of the kitchen. You don't want people in your way. It's going to make you super stressed out. Also, to Michaela's point, we were talking about yesterday, if you have folks who you do not know if they have dietary restrictions, better ask beforehand. And so that you can, the best you can, adjust if you want to or need to. And then don't forget, one of the biggest things of all, don't be afraid to delegate pre- and post-meal duties. You don't have to do it all on your own.
Yeah, I think that's the most important thing.
I cooked you clean.
Yeah, make everybody clean. Make the grandkids clean like we used to have to do.
By the way, tomorrow, not the day to try a new recipe. Try tonight first because you may not like it the day of.
Maybe just skip till next year. I think you've got enough on your plate to try it tonight and then have Thanksgiving tomorrow.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
Welcome back to The Morning Beat. It's been a lofty morning this morning here with dreams and visions of what Thanksgiving will look like tomorrow.
You guys, I'm just counting down. I feel like I'm a little kid in school and it's like summer break and you're we got a few more hours but and then we're living it up.
Didn't you feel like this Monday morning too?
Yeah, I did. I've been feeling this. And not that I don't adore the morning show, but I honestly, I don't think I've had more than 3 days off in months.
I don't think, you know, it's not that I don't adore the morning show. There's this thing, it's the, what do you call it? It's, you put the duvet on it, there's a pillow. Oh, the bed. I would like to stay in it past sunrise.
Yeah, that would be exciting.
That's what I'm looking forward to.
It's storming in LA right now, and I feel like that couldn't be cozier weather.
And Vegas, you said there's going to be some crazy snow and stuff. And
if you're trying to travel and you have to go through the Cajon Pass, forget it. The Grapevine is closed, which was a lot of the reason why we didn't go home this year.
Keep your Cajons to yourself.
What?
Most of the U.S.
Is snowing too.
Most of the U.S., but you know, I always go back to Vegas and L.A. because we're not known to snow very much. The Cajon Pass kind of is.
Yeah.
But it's a big deal when it snows here.
It's not like regular snow either. It's like blizzardy, like you can't see. It's scary. I've driven past through once and I was like, I don't ever want to experience that again.
Yeah, it's scary. Literally credit everybody that knows how to drive in the snow and in the rain. I mean, maybe you're used to it, but I still feel like it's really dangerous.
So Cameron Burns is going to be joining us and he put me on a no alcohol for 12 days. And yesterday,
how did we not get any wine to celebrate, to alcohol, anything?
Well, I mean,
well, are you going to run across the street in the storm?
Well, not really. I don't really want to.
And my hair's curly.
Listen,
I'm not running.
There's an app, an alcohol delivery app. If they'll deliver it here, I will. I don't know if Saucy's open. They're not open until after 11 a.m. Got it. So last night I prepared my Puerto Rican eggnog. If you happen to be any kind of Latin or from the Caribbean Latin, you've heard of coquito before. It's basically just coconut eggnog, but you make it from scratch. And so you do it in your Vitamix, and then I added the Bacardi, and it's supposed to sit in the, you know, pitcher in the fridge overnight. Mm-hmm. And then it's like ready to go. So I did it yesterday. And I'm like, ooh, 2 days would be even better. And I couldn't try it. I mean, I stuck my finger in to make sure the you know, dimensions were like everything with the proportions were good, but I could not drink it. I was so sad.
What is it doing? Is it in your fridge now?
It's in my fridge, so I can have a little today, I guess, because today is our first day that we're allowed to have alcohol. But I guess the bigger takeaway is when Cameron Burns, who is our celebrity trainer, what do you do after a cleanse? What are the things you can eat? What did you like about it? How do you keep parts of it going? And then what's your new normal? I definitely want to make sure I encourage myself to have a cheat day, which I didn't do. And, you know, one of the biggest things for me was the cardio before and after my workout. So we'll see how that goes with Cameron Burns and our check-in. Plus, don't forget, we're going to have Carl Schmidt to give us a little enlightenment on World AIDS Day, which is coming up on December 1st, which is Sunday. Now it's time for that news on the beat. So, Michaela, what are people talking about?
Well, animal cruelty is now a federal felony. President Trump signed the bipartisan PACT Act into law, saying the measure would help us be more responsible and humane stewards of our planet. Now, PACT stands for Preventing Animal Cruelty and Torture, and the act expands on a law passed in 2010. Animal cruelty previously was only a federal crime if the wrongdoers created and sold videos depicting it. Now people can be punished for the act itself. All 50 states have active laws against animal cruelty, but making it a federal crime allows federal authorities to prosecute acts committed on federal property, and I couldn't be happier. All right, Toys R Us is back in business with first store 17 months after closing down. And this is just so iconic because these stores are fundamentally different from the Toys R Us stores that you'll remember. The True Kids brand CEO Richard Berry told USA Today they are smaller and they're a little bit more experimental, but they are open. And that's just the perfect time for Christmas. Justin, as a soon-to-be father, tell me, how do you feel about Toys R Us opening for all children everywhere?
I feel like I'm about to get price gouged.
And you are, my friend. Well, good, because I honestly, I got stuck with your baby registry. I didn't want anything on it because everyone bought all the fun stuff. So now maybe I'll just go to Toys R Us and get baby you-know-who.
Please not
we can't say his name. I still can't say his name on air, can I?
I mean, if you want.
Baby Bennett, Bernal, Bennett, Bernal. I've been holding this in, and if you guys know anything about me, I'm terrible at secrets.
I'm surprised you held it that long.
Are you impressed with me or what?
Well, you've only said it on the air about 10 times before that.
Shut up. Bennett, Bernal, you're getting a Toys R Us gift card from your Aunt Michaela. Okay, if you're celebrating a birthday, in other news, happy birthday, Alice and Phil from Milk, the Newsroom, and Scott Pilgrim is 33 years old today. Caroline Kennedy is 62 years old.
Sweet Caroline, bum, 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 the times never seem so good.
Advocate and TV host Bill Nye the Science Guy turned 64 years old. No way.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Bill, 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 Bill.
Oh,
Bill,
my God.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
This is not the theme song.
Science rules.
Bill, 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 Bill.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Inertia is a property of.
Wow, Bill sounds cool. Bill, 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 Bill. I could just see a drag queen like walking down next to RuPaul's Drag Race, like voguing to Bill, 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 Bill. All right, happy birthday, Bill. Now coming up, I am so pleased. We are done with our 12-day cleanse, and Cameron Burns is going to tell us how to ease our way into Thanksgiving. I know how. I'm just going to start eating again like normal. I'm starving. Stick around with a new Channel Q.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
Welcome back to The Morning Beat. Occasionally, Michaela and I overcommit, but this time I think we made a commitment in the right direction. We watched this series on Netflix called Bringing Sexy Back, and we said, get us that kangaboo, he's asked me to call him. You know him best as the fitness and health coach on Bringing Sexy Back on Netflix. We know him as our trainer. Give it up for Cameron Burns. Woo! Welcome back.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Now, Cam, I want to tell you something. First and foremost, I've gotten more DMs about you than I have about my own career.
I have
and
too.
I'm offended.
Yeah.
I post you and all of a sudden you've become everybody's Christmas present. They're like, I've been
I'm a
naughty boy.
Yeah.
I've gotten comments from I've been a naughty boy. Can you come over and spank me? To like, I've been so good all year. I deserve him. And I'm like, can we just talk about my weight? Like, can we just talk about that fact that I'm dying of no carbs?
Wow.
Yeah, you're a wanted man. So just in case you didn't know that.
Well, at least you're getting attention of some form.
Honestly, I'll take it. Even if it's about somebody else, just slide into my DM.
So let's talk about what it was. You asked us to do a 12-day cleanse, kind of just, and literally, sadly, it was like, you didn't even give us a day to be like, you can get it out of your system and eat junk food and drink today. Tomorrow it begins. No, it was, you came in on a Friday and you set this up 12 days ago. Today is our first day where we're allowed to, quote unquote, drink. And for me, it was no carbs, increase my cardio before and after my workout, no alcohol, and then as well as, you know, workout. And that was kind of, I think, the big just of it for me. The eating was easy. Getting the gym was a little trickier, but once I got in the flow, you came with me a couple times, things got better. And I think yesterday, that was my plan. And then in terms of results, you worked out with me yesterday, and you did work out with me, I think, at the beginning of the week. You said you noticed some visual differences.
Yeah, you've definitely dropped some body fat. You got some nice lines in those arms coming through.
Yeah,
your chest is fuller, you've got a spring in your step.
Ooh.
You know, there's a different Jai coming out now.
And
you know, it's 12 days and you can see a difference.
That's true.
This is the biggest thing that people don't understand, that you can do a turnaround so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to wait 3 months or a month. Like,
the weirdest thing was
the
bloating that went down, which made me think some of the foods I was eating, like dairy and some carby things, were actually contributing
all
to that.
All those things you might find on Postmates, maybe?
Okay. Let's move on. So, next up, Michaela, what did he specifically say to you that you had to eliminate? And I think you were going to focus on home workouts because
of your
schedule.
Yeah, so the first 2 days, I had to be honest and fess up. I didn't do it right. Like, I had a couple slips. You're judging me. No, I didn't cancel. First of all, you're verbally attacking me, and I will call security. I have taken enough of this with my at-home workouts. I am sore. I am tired. I am hungry, but I'm skinny. Okay, so the first 2 days was kind of tough. And then my biggest thing was, I'm really busy. I'm averaging about 4 to 5 hours of sleep at night, which is like a lot of people. And so the common response is like, well, I'm hungry and I'm tired. I just want comfort food to sort of like fill the void that I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
Also, I don't have time to go to the gym. So you came over and you were like, listen, we can bang this out in 20 minutes in the comfort of your own living room. No more excuses. And also what's different for me is I tend to use heavy weights because I'm always like trying to build my butt. Or I also had heard that if you use heavier weights, it leans you out faster as well, and then you don't have to do as much cardio.
Which is not true,
you said. So I use my own body weight. I've never in my whole life been more sore,
but my whole body was down.
Like, I literally hate you. But it was so effective for me because I was able to do it in a timely manner, and I was able to go. I dropped a pant size in 12 days, and for me, it's a big deal because I'm 5'2".
That's big, yeah.
That's
so
quick too. That's
five
fast.
Pounds. Yeah, it was quick, and 5 pounds for me is like a pant size. It's a big deal.
Listen to how gung ho we were. This is what I said I was going to do last week. I think this is me setting up my own goals. Day 7, I feel like we're going to get through this no problem. The weekend makes me, I'm a little anxious that it's Friday, and it's like usually I go out with friends tonight, but I probably just,
you won't. Disney Plus and chill. Look at me.
Yeah, I'm looking at you.
No, you won't. No, you won't.
Okay, stop yelling at me. Okay, so I did go out on the weekend, and what did make me nervous, and I know for a lot of people, the number one thing when you cut out liquor is, how am I ever going to socialize in those environments? So
he just messages his trainer and says photos of where he's at and like what he's drinking.
Yeah, it was, I did soda, like a Sprite and soda with limes, and the bubbles in that environment oddly made me feel a little intoxicated. You
trickery,
know?
I love it. It's absolute trickery.
And then Michaela, you said, let's have a listen to that.
Well, Cam is not letting me actually drink, here's a surprise for everybody, until the 4th of December. So I have to actually continue this until the 4th of December that's going to go through Thanksgiving. We're going to do, we'll come up with something great, but it's no alcohol, no carbs. So
cocaine it is. No, I'm kidding. So,
no, so my thing is,
I want to know, did you?
Here's the thing. The alcohol hasn't been difficult for me. It's okay. The food. So the kind of person that I am is, I feel like I'm an emotional eater. So
me
when
too.
I'm tired and I feel like I've been working a lot, also want to do a reward. Yeah, exactly.
Totally.
So the alcohol, I'm like, fine, I won't. But then I'm like, but that donut, baby. So I think, but here's the thing. I do have to stay on track because I'm filming a Christmas special for the CW on Sunday, and that was our plan. Like, we have to do it.
You have to do it. So I'm just going to ask you one question, though. So you've been good. What you say you did 80%? You're, like, out of 100? You did about 80% effort?
I did about 75%.
Because we were supposed to train on Monday, and you cancelled.
Okay, first of all, we'll come back to you after the break. And secondly, delete his Instagram now. Get him out of this building now.
Damn.
We're back with Cameron Burns.
Sitting there waiting for it to turn up. No,
let me say this, and I'll make you proud. I definitely worked out at my house.
Prove it.
But it was sexual workout. She'll talk about it.
Well, feel my butt.
We'll be right back.
It's hard as a...
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
Welcome back. We are still joined by our favorite furry. That is Cameron Burns. Just kidding.
Like,
he's furry, not
like
a furry.
I can show you.
No,
I've
you
got,
actually are kind
I'm
of
a little furry.
Yeah, hairy, yeah. All right. Well, Cameron
Meanwhile,
Burns.
I'm over here Googling furries. Oh, they're cute.
Yeah. We were just talking. Another friend of ours has a furry fixation. If you don't know, furries are basically the thing that it's a you get dressed in sort of, I would say, a
animal outfit.
Sure.
Mascot.
And
yeah, you look
mascot.
Like a mascot.
And then you engage in sexual acts with each other while you're dressed like that. But that being said, we're actually here talking with celebrity health and fitness coach Cameron Burns to talk about our 12-day cleanse that we're on. Michaela's got a couple more days left. You said you gave 75% and then we had to go to break. So, all in all, how did it all go? And what's next?
Tell me.
Here's the thing. It went really good. Our bigger plan is my birthday's in January, January 14th. The smaller plan is that I'm filming a few times this month. Specifically, Sunday is the first shoot date. So we really wanted to get the bloat off. We wanted to, like, kind of get the water weight off. So I'm excited. I feel really good about that. And then in 2 weeks, I'm filming again. So I think that that'll give us enough time, another, like, 12 days.
Yeah.
But overall, it was good. I mean, like I told you, I'm not usually this busy. So considering... At all,
so I should
I
forgive
okay.
you for Monday.
Yeah, you should. I'm a businesswoman too.
In case you just missed it, Michaela's very busy and had to cancel.
I often get stood up like that by a person like you, girl. Like, wow, that was fun.
No, I love you. I'm sorry. I still did the workout.
Good. And that's it. Do you know what? And that's the thing, right? It's always about fitting it in and going, damn, I've got commitment. Damn, I've got to do this. And then finding that 20 minutes and going... gonna make
and you saw
out.
Me work out. You know,
she's a beast.
I know. I don't.
So
I do
can know. I just tell you, her squats are so much harder because her booty is so big and heavy.
Hey,
yeah, she's got some weight on it. Let's talk about Justin, our producer.
You.
We're supposed to start this with us. He's yet to start. So, Justin, what was your assignment, and when are you beginning?
So, I'm going to begin. Friday?
Wow. Today, Justin, today. It's today.
Okay, today. Today.
Thank you.
Today. Today.
Good.
Oh, gosh.
Wayne, tell me how much you weigh right now.
308.
Thank you. Okay. 308.
And what's your goal-ish? Would you say that you'd feel comfortable?
Well, you told me your goal the other day, and I was like, that's anorexic. Like, you cannot be this thin.
What does he want to be? 89 pounds.
He said he wants to be 150 pounds.
180
for his size.
I'm gonna say like if you get to 200, everyone will be happy. Anything past that's a bonus.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I feel like 150 for his height is way too thin.
150. He said 180.
No, he told me 150 the other day.
Okay.
Is it 180
he
now?
He wants to be a model.
Oh,
that's okay. I'm 210.
Yeah,
so, like,
me too. So when we talk about,
hold on a second. I want to throw something to make it even harder for Justin because he is going to actually do this as a vegetarian.
Ooh.
So I'm going to say this, and we're going to call this the 12 Days of Christmas Hell.
Oh, no. I'd like to just also throw in so you know that his beautiful baby boy is due on my birthday. No, just not bring it back
how
to me.
How did you make this
was.
About you again?
Listen, I, it's a challenge, and I'm able to do it.
Poor thing's going
to
share a birthday.
Right, so he's having a baby as well. So his wife being pregnant, he does have a lot of things going on in his
stressors.
His life too. He's like creating a way for his new baby to come. It is the holidays. They're getting the house ready. Whoa. Can you take that into account?
What I want Justin to think about is, and the best motivator is to have a reason. Like you guys have, at the moment, had half reasons, but they're not dedicated. Justin's got a great one, that he needs to be in the best shape of his life before his son is born.
Yeah.
And because you want to start the ball rolling, because he is not going to sleep, move, do anything. He's having no time.
Right.
So he needs to do all that work before that B-day.
So now that I'm off the cleanse part, the 12 days are over for me, what do I do now that's different than what I've been doing the past 12 days?
Okay, so the 12 days is a little bit extreme. So we're just cutting things out. Well, you need to have a lifestyle change. So you can still socialize once or twice a week and still have a few drinks.
Lifestyle change. I don't know if you wanted me to be heterosexual, just real quick. I didn't know.
I don't know if you could do it.
All right, well, we'll try. All right, so you said, so I cut things out just a little bit more.
Yeah, so reintroduce them, but in moderation. It's about willpower and going, hey, my body is my temple at the moment, and I want to get through the winter, and I want to start the end, like going into spring, like feeling, looking great, so when I hit summer, I'm well ahead of the game.
And when you talk about things like liquor, and you say, okay, just on the weekends, couldn't I just like increase my cardio or something to make up for a midday?
No.
Mistake.
It's the damage the alcohol does, because don't forget, alcohol is poison.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's why it makes our brains go stupid.
Delicious poison.
Well, and just to break a myth down, you said, you know, we always read things are going to make us feel better about the bad choices that we're making.
Yes.
So I have plenty of them. but they do say if you drink a glass of red wine at night, it's good for your heart. But
if you do that, I'll come for you, girl. I will
I
come for you.
I didn't say me.
So this
I just
is the
said
thing.
Me.
People don't understand that to produce wine takes it's a process. It's nothing natural about it, right? So they put a lot of preservatives. Most off the shelf is all preservative based to keep it alive. So don't forget. So once you're putting that in your body regularly, you're putting regular poison into your body. I don't care whether they say, oh my God, they've got antioxidants. You're like, I don't give a fuck. Ooh. Sorry.
No, it's you're okay.
Well, dump button.
I want to ask you this then. How do you get rid of those toxins? Like, how do you get rid of the bad things you've put
body
in your
does
body?
It automatically. You don't have to do a detox. That does not exist. Your body has organs, liver and kidneys, that detoxify everything.
So
just don't put them in and you'll be detoxed.
Tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and I know that a lot of people listening right now have been joining us for this process and trying to join us with the perhaps cutting out some of the carbs, lowering their alcohol intake, getting a little more fitness in, even if it's walking around their block. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving, the one tip I remember was maybe just go for a smaller plate. But how can you give us some tips about enjoying the day, enjoying each other, being thankful, but not necessarily just binging like we've never eaten before?
Well, the biggest problem usually happens is people graze throughout. So you turn up and everyone puts down a platter, everyone brings food, and you sort of graze the whole time and have a few drinks. By the time you get to the meal, you're already full. You've already actually eaten enough food. You don't need any more. Mm-hmm. Well, so my first thing is don't graze before the main meal. That's the number one.
Okay.
Reduce your plate size and don't go for seconds, because you're going to have to eat dessert, because if you don't, it's offensive, right? Because everybody at the table. So no grazing. Limit yourself to a couple of drinks. Don't have things that are toxic to your body, like I say wine. So keep it nice and neat. And make sure you leave room for dessert. But again, a smaller plate, smaller bowl.
And I think that you should... because I don't understand why this works. When you do drink, you should be limiting your drinking as well, because it tends to make you hungry even though you're so full already.
And bad choices.
Yeah. But I notice when I'm already full, if I start drinking, I'm like all of a sudden hungry for something and I ate an hour ago.
Because the poison, it takes away the senses in your body. So once you put that alcohol in your brain, you don't feel, you're not in touch with your body. You're done. You're out. Checked out, boom. So you can't make good choices on where you're at physically. You're not in touch.
Right.
So that's why limiting the alcohol. So you've got, just keep it really simple. Be responsible. And if you can, work out in the morning.
Fantastic. Cameron Burns, Never Enough Time With You. Make sure you check out Bringing Sexy Back. It's on Netflix now. We're going to go ahead and post a picture with Cameron on our social media at We Are Channel Q in just about 10 minutes. So go ahead, head on over there and give him a follow. Cameron will be back to check in on our progress to see how we did post-Thanksgiving. Thank you, Cameron Burns.
Happy Thanksgiving,
Cameron
everybody.
Burns. Stick around for What's Popping coming up next.
The best in pop culture headlines coming to you right now in What's Poppin'. So, Michaela, what is poppin'?
Well, this story is hilarious. Now, we love Camila Cabello. We thought that she was great at the AMAs. We love that she's with Shawn Mendes. But she's recently revealed that she is a little thief. Her and her mother went to Kensington Palace, and they were about to meet Prince William and Duchess Kate. And somebody who she was with said, "I dare you, I triple doggy dare you to steal something." And she was like, "Listen, it was a triple doggy dare, like, those mean something, I've got to do it." And so she stole a pencil. And then she felt so guilty and so bad that she tweeted, she said, "I'm sorry, I have the pencil. I'm sorry, William, and I'm sorry, Kate. I honestly could not sleep last night. I had to get it off of my chest." And then the palace playfully responded to her confession by tweeting the looking eye emoji that they're keeping a close eye on her. And it was so cute. I feel like it's something that everybody would do at the Kensington Palace. 100%. I mean, it's a pencil. Come on. It's iconic. So it was so cute. That was a really fun story. In other news, Annette Bening, who I've loved for a long time, is coming out about her transgender son. And she's saying, "I love him and I support him," and she stands with him.
That's good. Listen, I think Annette Bening also speaks to a different generation because she is a lot older. And when we talk about transgender Americans, oftentimes there seems to be sort of a gap in terms of their visibility and acceptance by certain age groups. And I think it's great when people who we admire so much are loving their trans brothers and sisters, or in this case, son.
Well, she came out and said that, you know, that she's feeling the empty nest syndrome as a mom and that he had a really difficult time coming out, even considered suicide. And so she feels like it's very important for her to stand up and say, "I love him, I'm proud of him," and she stands with him.
Is this her son with Warren Beatty, I'm assuming?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so congratulations to Annette and her family. Happy Thanksgiving to her family. Hope they have a wonderful holiday season. Now, coming up, I'm very excited. We've had Carl Schmidt on twice. He's incredible. He's a wonderful speaker, and he is a television host and HIV advocate, and he's talking about World AIDS Day. That's December 1st, this Sunday, what we need to know and what we can do to help raise money and increase awareness. So stick around. We are the new Channel Q.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
Well, tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and while you may be traveling today, some people actually have to work on Friday. And for those people, I'm sorry. God bless them.
I mean, I'm surprised that people are working. You know who I feel really bad for?
Retail
people
stores?
That have to work tomorrow.
Oh.
When I used to have my show in Vegas, because it's Vegas, we don't celebrate holidays because there's people all over the world. So this is actually one of the very first Thanksgivings I've not had to perform, which, hallelujah and thank you. Mm-hmm. But then the people that have to work on Friday for the Black Friday sales, not jealous of them either, like retailers or people, even at Starbucks, it's going to be ridiculous.
Do you have anything in mind to buy for Black Friday?
No, I'm not buying anything. I don't want anything.
Yeah, I'm good too.
No, and the deals aren't. Like astronomical.
They weren't
to me.
The way they used to be, right? Remember the way it was like, get the TV for a dollar. That's not happening anymore.
And I'm not going into a store like physically. I'm gonna buy anything if I can off the internet, and I'll just wait.
Right. Well, that would be good. Hey, it's World AIDS Day on December 1st, which is this Sunday coming. Sadly, we won't be in studio, so that's why we're bringing in Carl Schmidt. You know him, he's a TV host and fantastic advocate for the community. Mm-hmm. Specifically, he's been on our show twice to talk about HIV/AIDS and prevention and the stigma around it. But with World AIDS Day, we really want to get everyone engaged. So he's going to come in and talk about some of the things that you might want to keep in mind this weekend as we all try to shed some light on the epidemic, which is still very much with us. And then coming up at the end of this hour, Cyndi Lauper getting a big award. I'll tell you what that is when we come back. But for now, it's time for that news on the beat. So, Michaela, what are people talking about?
Well, speaking of Black Friday, supermarkets have their own big shopping day, one that sees store traffic often double in volume. Not surprisingly, it is the day before Thanksgiving, or what data analytics firm Placer calls Turkey Wednesday. According to the company, there may not be a bigger day for grocers. Now, Whole Foods, Albertsons, Kroger, Publix, Safeway, and more all see huge traffic surges on Wednesday. And although most consumers have likely already purchased a turkey by then to celebrate the holiday, there does always seem to be some side dishes, fixing, or condiments that get forgotten until the last minute. So just be aware as you're getting all those last minute items. It's going to be crazy. Give yourself enough time. I'm actually just talking to myself because I wait for last minute for everything. Also, Californians could soon be fined for sending unsolicited nude pictures over apps and other digital platforms. Ooh. Gay Twitter's losing their mind right now.
Losing my mind personally.
Officials are set to introduce a bill to the state Senate when the next session starts up again in January that would make the act illegal. The law would aim to put an end to digital harassment and the psychological danger the pictures impose. Now, Pew Research Center released an online harassment report in 2017 that found 21% of women ages 10 to 29 have reported being sexually harassed online, compared to 9% of men, and about 53% of those women were sent unwanted explicit photos. Now, Senator Lingling Chang, who is currently writing the bill, say that three times fast, teamed up with the dating app Bumble to give the bill backing and approval from a website that it happens on, as reported by the California Globe. The sending of unsolicited nude photos would be considered a misdemeanor and come with a $500 fine if the bill is passed. So hold on to your grinders, honey. They are charging for those photos. Now, if you're celebrating a birthday, happy, happy birthday on November 27th. You're in good company. You're celebrating with Allison Pill from Milk, The Newsroom, and Scott Pilgrim. She's 33 years old today. So 33 is so young. Actor William Fichtner, 63 years old. Scientist, advocate, and TV host, one of my faves, Bill Nye the Science Guy, turning 64 years old.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Bill.
Honestly,
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
This is a song, honey. That's a bop.
Why does he have a better theme
Bill,
song
Bill,
than we do?
Bill. It's like, listen, science, but make it fashion. Am I right? We are so excited. Happy, happy birthday if you're celebrating your birthday. Now, coming up, he is a dear friend to the show, and I've had the opportunity to speak with him many times. TV host and HIV advocate Carl Schmidt is joining us to talk about World AIDS Day on December 1st and how we can raise money and increase awareness, fighting prejudice, and improving education when it comes to these matters. So stick around. We are the new Channel Q.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela. The new Channel Q.
Well, our next guest I have known for, oh God, I'm going to guess 16, actually probably 15 years.
Yeah, shave a year off.
Okay, let's see, 14 years. His name is Carl Schmidt. If that rings a bell, you've probably seen him on a red carpet interviewing some celebrity at one glitzy or fabulous awards show. Or perhaps you know him from PlusLifeMedia.com, and we're thrilled that he's joining us now to talk about World AIDS Day, which is December 1st, this coming Sunday. It's the first time I'm in studio with you. Every time you've come on...
You're just not here.
I got some work, which was good. There's some TV stuff.
You got some work.
Well,
priorities.
You know how it is.
Priorities.
You know how it is.
And what's interesting to me is... I just noticed you don't eat your crusts.
No, I'm on a no-carb thing by a fellow Australian.
But you ate white bread.
I didn't eat the bread. If you see, it looked like it.
I saw. There were crusts.
Ate around. No, there was underpiece.
Oh,
I'll show
we're
you.
Off topic
Carl
already.
Schmidt is calling him out, and we are in the first 2 seconds.
I actually
gentlemen. We'll
don't
see
even
how
like the way
it
tastes.
I can call him out.
Yes,
I've known him for
so
14
long.
Years.
Oh, my gosh.
Can I just tell a story?
Sure.
Quickly, because we are talking about World AIDS Day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jay and I met... in New York City at a nightclub where they were giving free HIV tests. And I was standing in line because I thought, well, it's a Saturday night. Let's have a good time and get an HIV test at the club. And he was standing behind me and we looked at each other and I said, I don't know you, but can you do me a favor? I hate having injections. Will you hold my hand?
Yeah.
And he held
my
hand for an HIV test. Just a little tie-in back
to that.
That's
so cute. Well, that was so many years ago, and now here we are today. And
I'm HIV positive.
Well, you came out in 2018, and it was through an Instagram post. I kind of want to just remind everybody before we go deep into World AIDS Day, because you never anticipated going viral the way that you did either.
No, I mean, I came out publicly in the sense of my work, because... I was told by a lot of well-meaning people, you know, don't talk about your HIV thing at work. My friends and family
sure.
know, but they were like, you don't want to become known as the guy with AIDS on television, which is just yet one of these myths that I'm trying to debunk, that if you're HIV positive, you don't have AIDS. And yeah, it still surprises me how viral it went.
Yeah, you know, it's fascinating to me. We've long talked about my connection. My aunt disclosed her status in 1996, and she was sadly dying from AIDS-related illnesses in 96, and it was on Thanksgiving dinner. Mm. So this kind of strikes close to home. I know that World AIDS Day for a lot of people sounds grand, but what does it actually mean? What's the history of it? Why do we still need it?
So it believe it or not, it was the first ever global health day. It started back in 1988. December 1 is always the date that it happened. And it really is a day to remind people that HIV still matters. It's a day to celebrate and remember all of the people that we lost, especially during the early years of the horrors of HIV and AIDS. But it's also to recognize people who are living long, healthy, happy lives, like myself, who happen to be HIV positive. You know, there are apparently, there's some, like, estimated 36.7 million people living with HIV and AIDS. So guess what? HIV still matters. But we are still up against some really out-of-date ideas and information, and that's called stigma. Mm-hmm. And, it's made headlines recently with certain celebrities and a president's son.
Well, we had Azealia Banks. I know we were reporting on what she said, and she offered an apology today, which we kind of thought was lackluster. But why do you think the stigma exists? I know there's certain communities that just maybe have held on to the dated knowledge.
Well, it's because we haven't had a proper public service health campaign that's effective to update people about what HIV means, what undetectable equals untransmittable means. I keep saying we need like a Coca-Cola commercial. Mm-hmm. Because guess what? Everybody knows about Coca-Cola.
Sure.
You don't necessarily have to drink Coca-Cola, but you know what Coca-Cola is. Not everybody knows about HIV because they think it doesn't apply to them. They think it's a white gay man's disease. Yeah. And so the theme of this year's World AIDS Day is ending HIV AIDS epidemic community by community. And I've said on this show before with you that, you know, the rates are on the climb in the black, brown and trans communities. There are a lot of men who have sex with men, and there's mm-hmm. nothing wrong with that. Just don't send naughty pictures of yourself in California anymore.
Right. But, no trouble.
Fine, $500.
But there are a lot of men who have sex with men who don't identify as gay because of stigma and taboo, and maybe they don't think they're gay. Then they go home and they have sex with their wives or their girlfriends or whatever, and guess what?
Right.
It doesn't apply to us because we're not a white gay man. The rate is climbing, and unfortunately, we have a long way to go. But there is a far more dangerous illness out there, and it's called stigma.
Yeah. Well, you know what's interesting? We followed this article that we talked about yesterday, and if you guys are just tuning in, we're with Carl Schmidt, TV host, and talking about World AIDS Day. Now, 40% of Gen Z are actually not familiar, according to this article, which we'll take with a grain of salt. They're not familiar with HIV and are afraid to even just hug somebody who's positive in fear of contracting HIV. Now, we had our own opinions about this. I sort of blame our own community for these kids feeling this way, but I want to ask you what that means to you.
Well, it's startling. I mean, again, one has to take some of these surveys a little bit with a grain of salt. This was done by a pharmaceutical company. There was less than 1,600 people surveyed on it, but it still highlights the very real fact that this stigma and this misinformation, no one has updated. They're not teaching U equals U in school sex ed.
So for people who made that be a new phrase for them, what is U equals U?
Undetectable equals untransmittable. That means that if you are HIV positive and you take your meds and the virus is so suppressed in your body, it's at undetectable levels, you cannot pass on the virus. You cannot transmit it. This has been proven by the CDC, the World Health Organization, who are the people who started World AIDS Day back in 1988. It's science.
That is a massive advancement,
right.
I would say.
And so then when you get results that, 39% of positive Gen Zs reported having trouble forming new romantic relationships, that comes into the internalized stigma that poll talked about. It was shocking to me. Not shocking, I guess it's a reality. I'm still battling with internalized stigma that I didn't realize I had.
How does that show up for you?
It shows up in that I used to make jokes. I go, well, you don't want me, I'm damaged good. And wow. Yeah, and I said it because I was being a little bit cheeky and a bit of a smart aleck. Like, if you know me, I've got a bit of a smart
That's an understatement.
So, but I didn't realize that in saying that, I was somewhere in the back of my head, I was believing it. So at a certain point, I just stopped attempting to date. I stopped all of that because I didn't want to go through, the drama of having to disclose every single time because of laws in this country.
Yeah.
It's illegal if we don't. Mm-hmm. We can end up sitting in prison.
Sure.
If we don't disclose, even though we present no risk. So it just sort of, you just close down, you build up walls. And I spent 10 years of putting up a fantastic barrier. And so now having to sort of pull that wall down and realize, actually, I'm not dangerous. I'm not going to kill somebody mm-hmm. because of my HIV. That messaging, you equals you, undetectable equals untransmittable, I say was like somebody gave me the keys to the handcuffs that were slapped on me back in 2007 when I got the diagnosis. I am now able to live my life. So World AIDS Day, it's about honoring those we lost. It's about celebrating those of us who are out saying, look at me, I'm healthy, I'm living, I'm strong. And it's just to remind people, HIV still matters. So put on a red ribbon, donate to your local HIV course, or just talk about it. Have a conversation. Google what it means to just educate yourself.
Yeah. And I want to ask you, if people do want to donate, where can they go to help raise money or raise awareness for themselves? We can put that website
there are plenty of HIV AIDS charities out there that you can go online and make donations.
Probably best to donate locally, huh?
Yeah, always locally. But it's I know that...
Because I just Googled local HIV charities and like Elizabeth Taylor came up, Mother's Mothers, all these different ones came up.
Forget about, if you don't want to put your hand in your money pocket and hand out money, just Google. Take 2 minutes and go, what, HIV 2020? Mm. And just read. That in itself, if you can get a little bit of knowledge about the facts and the science behind what living with HIV means, that you don't need to be scared to go and get tested. You don't need to think your life is over. Nobody, 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 nobody should ever be made to feel that they are less than, that they are dirty, that there's something wrong with them because they happened to have an intimate moment with someone, which is something everybody likes, and they happen to get HIV. We don't treat people with diabetes the way we treat HIV people living with HIV. We don't even treat people who have HPV, which is also can be sexually transmitted, the way we treat people living with HIV. It is a manageable chronic illness.
Carl Schmidt, incredible having you in studio again for World AIDS Day, which is happening December 1st this Sunday. Make sure you Google HIV 2020, 2019. Just know what's happening in today's modern culture. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. We'll take a picture, put it on our social. Please give Carl a follow. We're at We Are Channel Q. We'll be back in just a moment, so keep it locked here.
Thank you, Carl.
Thank you.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
We were all so incredibly thrilled when RuPaul Charles, Mama Ru from RuPaul's Drag Race and Beyond, was featured on the cover of Vanity Fair, shot by Annie Leibovitz. That's a huge honor.
Huge honor. RuPaul is an icon, and RuPaul continues to change the game, I believe, every day. You know, I was with Todrick Hall this entire weekend, and we were driving around just the other day, and I said, so what is it like with RuPaul? Like, he's like one of your best friends now. He's your mentor. And he said, honestly, he just gave me permission to, like, live my truth. And I think that's what he does for a lot of people.
There's a rumor, and I don't know if you can speak to it, that maybe RuPaul Charles would be grooming someone like a Todrick to eventually take over the franchise. No? Maybe it's just people wanting that to happen because at some point she may pass the baton.
I'm going to say this, and this is a personal opinion because I don't know. I think that while RuPaul has a phenomenal franchise, I think that Todrick is different than RuPaul.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In a... I think that the things that we're going to be seeing from Todrick in the next 3 years will prove to be that he's even more of an icon than just Drag Race. He's making marks in ways that RuPaul hasn't, and I don't know if he could, just due to Todrick's background.
If RuPaul leaves, Michelle Visage should take over.
That's the right decision. Give it to Michelle.
All right, so listen, RuPaul Charles, in the interview for the cover story of Vanity Fair, was chatting about the topic of monogamy. Now, for those of you who don't know, RuPaul Charles met her husband, George LaBar, in 1994 at the Limelight. He was super tall, 6'8", and you know, she'd never been around someone that tall where she could actually be the little one. So she asked him flat out, "Can I put my arms around you? Because I'm tall and never been able to put my arms around someone's shoulder who was actually taller than me." And lo and behold, they became a couple. But here's what was really shocking. Listen to what she says about monogamy.
We didn't decide. That's what, the hoax is that monogamy is actually something that can actually happen. I wouldn't want to put restraints on the person I love the most on this planet. I wouldn't do that to someone I love, my very best friend. Listen, if you get something happening that you cannot resist and that it's going to make you happy, go for it. Go for it. Because the truth is, I know in my heart of hearts, like I've never known anything before, that man loves me more than anything else in this world.
So Mama Ru says open marriages are the trick. So who are you sleeping with outside of Lisa?
You know, I've had this conversation before because a lot of people have said, no, monogamy isn't real. Everybody's looking or searching, or maybe they're not. And he's saying, I didn't want to put those restraints on my partner. And, you know, Lisa and I... we're best friends, first and foremost. Like, that's my best friend. I literally think about her sometimes and I'm like, I just love that idiot. Like, even if she wasn't my girlfriend, like, I would just die for her.
Yeah, yeah.
And I respect what RuPaul says. I would never want to put restraints on Lisa. And I would never want Lisa to feel stuck with me.
And
or
I don't think
feel...
she does. I think that's the difference, right? It's like, we don't want to put restraints on someone, but they still might choose to just not have anyone else but you.
But that's, and that's, I feel like, thank you for saying that, because I feel like people often don't say that. It's not a death sentence.
I'm kind of in the same lane.
To be with somebody that you love. And we've talked about You and I have talked about
I would date someone for a long, long time. And in 10 years from now, if they hook up with someone by accident while they're out traveling, I'm not going to end everything
because of that.
No, it's to me not grounds for it. Well, I wouldn't encourage it, but...
I think where you and I are the same and where Lisa is also the same is we've been together for 5 years. We've had the conversation of threesomes, of opening up our relationship, of what it feels like, what that looks like. We've had sex and we've fantasized it. I mean, we've gone to those places. It's not like they're unexplored places.
Right, which a lot of couples it is unexplored and why they do it.
Totally, and it's not like an insecure thing for us. I think that for me, when we did start exploring that, even just like visually, it made me like kind of sad. Like I was thinking like, oh, I don't want to be with anybody else.
And
like,
and
just
RuPaul,
love you.
30 plus years into marriage, or together. So who knows what we'll feel like? But for now, honor what you feel and what makes sense now.
Yeah, and listen, you don't want to put restraints on your partner, but also like you just literally beautifully said, sometimes you just choose your person, and that's okay too.
That's right. Like if one day Fran Drescher is like, you know what, Michaela Gordon.
Shut up.
You're what I've been missing.
Can I tell you something that you did to me yesterday?
What?
This is so off topic.
And then we have to go.
Yesterday he goes, oh God, I've got some really bad news. I've got some really sad news for you. And I was like, I swear to God, he's going to show me something about Cardi B and Fran Drescher. I can feel it in my bones. And then he was like, the koala died. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so insensitive. I make everything about me, the poor koala. And then all I thought about was Fran Drescher. And I was like, I hate being your friend.
When we come back, it's some really juicy What's Poppin' celebrity gossip you don't want to miss. Keep it here.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
The best in pop culture headlines coming to you right now. And what's poppin'? So, Michaela, what is poppin'?
Well, listen, Cyndi Lauper is my hero. She has been for a long time.
Since how long?
Since I was 6 years old.
And tell the kids, tell them.
And I opened up for her at Las Vegas Gay Pride, singing Where the Boys Are.
She opened up Where the Boys Are, and she's like, hopefully nowhere.
I was like, Where the Boys Are, someone waits for him. I changed the pronouns, and he's six. I knew everything. But she is the LGBTQ hero as well for all the advocacy work that she has done. So much so that she's getting a UN award. The United Nations created a new award called the High Note Global Prize in order to recognize artists who use their music and platform to advance social justice issues across the globe. And so their first person ever to get the award is Cyndi Lauper for all the work she's done for the LGBTQ community and the youth homelessness. Mm-hmm. Are you proud of her?
I am. I've always loved Cyndi Lauper. She had this True Colors tour that Carson hosted for a while.
Yes, that's right.
Fantastic. She featured all LGBTQ artists and all the money raised. A portion of it did go to places like the Trevor Project and all that. And so I and of course her foundation. So I'm just, I'm thrilled that they created this award to honor someone who's an ally and doing such incredible
Absolutely.
Work for our community.
That's important. Yeah, she is just an ally and we adore her. Now, somebody who's not an ally, Scarlett Johansson.
Whoopsie.
Saying she mishandled her trans casting backlash. Now, if you guys don't know this, she said in July 2018 when the Avengers sparked an outcry from trans activists and actors, it was because she was cast as a transgender man.
Yeah.
And she felt like that was okay.
She really went down on that. She was like, I should be able to play anyone.
That's right. And when they asked her to comment, she said, tell them that they can be directed to Jeffrey Tambor, Jared Leto, and Felicity Huffman's representatives for a comment. And so then, of course... Right? So then the response was criticized as being completely tone deaf by prominent trans actors like Jamie Clayton, Trace Lissette, and Jen Richards.
I'm gagged.
I'm so gagged.
I did not know that was... I need you guys to talk to the other cisgender actors.
Yeah,
who...
you need to go talk to Jeffrey Tambor.
That's so rude.
Jeffrey Tambor,
who
then
fired?
At that point had already been fired for sexual misconduct.
Yeah, against Trace Lissette.
So, yes.
I mean...
So now she's saying, in hindsight, I mishandled that situation. I was not sensitive to my initial reaction to it. However, although I've learned a lot through the process, the interviewer asked her from Vanity Fair her support, what her support meant of Woody Allen. Because, you know, she's been in a lot of support with Woody, for Woody
Please
Allen.
Please don't tell me she stuck her foot in her mouth again.
She said, he maintains his innocence and I believe him. I don't know any more than any other person knows. I only have a close proximity with Woody. He's a friend of mine, but I have no other insight other than my relationship with him. But just because I believe my friend does not mean that I don't support women. I believe women. I think you have to take it on as a case-by-case basis.
All right, it's pretty PC, even.
So I'm going to say this. Hated the comments she made about the trans community and being able to play that. However, I'm going to stand next to her and her opinion about Woody Allen because I will say I have had friends of my own be accused of sexual misconduct and allegations. My experience, never ever saw anything like that. You don't know.
So it's case by case.
It is. So that's rounding out what's a poppin'. Now we are just getting closer and closer to Thanksgiving and our beautiful break, but we cannot leave you without a little game of real news, fake news. These headlines are so crazy and we have to guess what's real and what's not. So stick around and play with us. We are the new Channel Q.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
I got to tell you what, it is one day from Thanksgiving, and I couldn't be more excited to get my mouth around some turkey. Super starving.
Get your mouth around what?
Well, I call it turkey, but other people have different names for it.
I feel like you and Cameron Burns have sexual attention.
I think.
Did anybody else feel that?
He's an Australian who happens to be a little bit...
What?
Flirty, and so I don't know.
Hold
I don't
on, I'm actually going to not talk to you right now. I'm going to talk to our producer, Justin.
Okay, go ahead.
Did you feel like there was sexual tension between our celebrity trainer and Jay Rodriguez?
Perhaps a little.
I felt like there was a little tickling going on.
But who had more? Him and Carl or him and Cameron?
Well, Carl and I are like shorthand with each other, but I don't think that's in play anymore.
No, okay.
We have history. But
okay, whoa, Justin, way to open the door on this. Forget news
no,
on the beat. This is
right.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Okay, so is there, hold on.
Yes.
Now, what, my microphone flipped out of my hand. I got so excited.
They're both Australian.
Okay, so you like going down under.
Okay, sure. Let's go that.
And which one, we have a past with Carl.
I have it, yes, but now we're like, we've known each other like family now. Yeah, it's too familial.
Oh, I'm sorry. So, so now you're like family.
Incest
you don't
want to
hook up in front
no.
of your family member. So Carl's out.
I would. I Cameron. I don't know. I don't think it's there, but I really definitely enjoy flirting with Cameron.
Say the name that you would like to go on a date with. 1, 2, 3.
Michaela Gordon is bringing you the news on the beat right now. What are people talking about?
Okay, well, DM me if you guys felt that tension over the airwaves as well. I will make it happen. You know I will. I'm here for you guys. And Jay Rodriguez, just tell me what you want from me. Okay, and news. Why am I don't want to do news. I want to talk
about
this.
You have senioritis because we have 50 minutes left.
I do have senioritis. I'm like, I'm blowing off the news, honey. All right, speaking of blowing off, it is very windy and cold. And shut up, Justin. Don't you have a baby to tend to? He needs 2 more months. He's still in the womb. Okay, I'm ready.
Go ahead.
As expected, all that terrible winter weather has thrown a wrench in holiday travel, and most of the country can expect more ugliness today. More than 1,000 passengers were stranded at Denver's main airport, and about 475 flights there were canceled as the airport got dumped with 7 inches of snow. Most of the West Coast, including Oregon, California, Nevada, and Ohio, is bracing today for what the National Weather Service is calling a historic, unprecedented winter storm. Now, blizzard and high wind warnings are in effect over most of the region, and Northeasterners, you're not in the clear either. Storms that pummel the Midwest with snow are now heading your way, bringing strong winds with them. In Oklahoma, those winds are contributing to a very different problem. They're stoking wildfires. About 26 fires are burning in the state, and people in 2 counties were evacuated because of the threat. So we cannot stress it enough. Really do be so careful this year in all of your traveling, even if it's just hopping on the freeway to dinner. Drive safe and watch out for other drivers. Also, I don't know if you guys know this. It's not on my news on the beat, but it is a good warning. The night before Thanksgiving is a really big night for people going out and drinking. And so Mothers Against Drunk Driving are putting out a warning as well. No,
I'm not. Are we going out tonight?
We're not going out tonight.
Are we doing dirty martinis at Abbey? How about happy hour?
How about Carl Schmidt?
We haven't been able to have drinks.
You and Cameron should go for drinks.
Okay. All right.
Oh, you guys could talk about your bodies.
It's time for Real News, Fake News, run by our producer, Justin. So, Justin, remind our listeners of the rules, and off we go.
All right. So, I have a bunch of headlines that we have throughout the week, and we always have to consider whether these are real news or headlines or fake news headlines, because they just don't seem real at all. So, I compiled a bunch of them, and we can go through the week, and I'm going to present them to you. If it's a real news headline or a fake news headline, you will tell me which one is which. Michaela Gordon, you're not up first because Jay wants to go first. So, Jay, you're up first.
God, here we go, yes.
The first Americans that celebrated Thanksgiving may have also celebrated Danksgiving with foods laced with marijuana. Is that a real news headline or a fake news headline?
Okay, so I'm imagining we're speaking of Native American culture, meeting the pilgrims or whatever for the first time, trying to, would weed have been involved?
Yes, I mean, it's a plant.
Been around forever, right? So I'm going to go ahead and say that's a real news headline.
That's a fake news headline.
Well,
I completely made that up.
Oh, but okay. Good. We don't know. Well, okay.
I apologize. It made sense to me. Native Americans planting marijuana. Mm-hmm. My bad.
She led you astray. Michaela, student who is allergic to water can only shower twice a month, and even her own sweat or tears can trigger fever and rashes.
I feel like I read this story and I feel like it's true, and my mind was blown since most of our body is made up of water, and how she's still alive, no one ever knows.
That's a real news headline.
Yeah, that's so weird. Isn't that weird?
1-0. Good for you, Jay. Uh-huh. Your chance to get back into it. Okay. This gravy will get you high enough to deal with your family this Thanksgiving.
I hope it's true.
Well, there's a big emphasis on culinary arts, including cannabis, in their cooking. So I'm going to go ahead and say that's real.
Yeah. That is a real news headline.
Awesome. Happy, didn't you give me something with weed in it that I ate one time?
Yeah, I gave it to the both of you. It had CBD and THC.
Oh, that's right. You gave it to us on air.
And I thought it just had CBD, and then I took it home, and I was like, whoopsie.
Justin, did you know that
no,
he gave us the gummy one time?
It. I didn't imbibe in any of that, and I'm glad I didn't.
You didn't? That gummy that I saw you put in your mouth? You didn't?
No.
I did. I loved it. I didn't know there was weed in it. Neither did he.
Michaela. Perineum sunning is latest insanity wellness influencers swear by.
I don't think she knows.
The perineum is the area between the front end of your nether region and the back end of your nether region.
Mm-hmm. It's from hole number 1 to hole number 2, that area.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, what is this? Okay, to ask me
perineum
again?
Perineum sunning is latest insanity wellness influencers swear by. Is
gotta,
that a real news headline
tan it up.
News headline?
Tan it? You want to tan that part?
Yeah, tan it up.
Wellness people are saying that you want that nice and sun-kissed.
Honestly, if it's gay culture, I'm going to go with yes. Yeah, you never go wrong.
Yeah.
Nobody else would think of that except for gays.
Sunny in the perineum area. Yeah.
Mikhail leads 2-1. This is Real News Fake News. Jay.
Yes.
Fat bear DNA could lead to a breakthrough in human obesity treatment.
What kind of bear?
Fat bear DNA.
Could lead to
a breakthrough in human obesity treatment.
Interesting. Well, I know some bears in Silver Lake, and they've never mentioned this, so I'm a little concerned that I'm a little behind the know
different
here.
Different bears, I believe.
Oh, okay. So a black bear. Well, me. I don't know how much. I think we're more so aligned to primates, so maybe this bear thing wouldn't be the case. But if it's a size and body fat issue, I'm going to go ahead and say it might be real news.
That's a real news headline. You tie it up.
All right.
Here we go. If you're just tuning in, we're playing Real News Fake News. Are these headlines real or not? Give me the question.
Your last question to possibly take the win. Police rescue dog after he sucked up by robot vacuum. Is that a real news headline?
Honestly, yes.
You're saying it's a real news headline?
Yeah.
Listen, and you take it for the win.
I have Mikhail a robot Lord, vacuum. That thing almost sucked me up. One time it got my shoelace.
I couldn't get
away from it.
I thought to get it because I've the dog animal hair. So I thought if I get a Roomba or some kind of that it would. But I'm thinking about the cat and everything. If I'm not there, what if it sucks the cat up?
Well, Daddy Lisa got one, and that's why I have one. You know, I would never purchase that on my own. I wouldn't spend my hard-earned money on that. And we love it. We just have to make sure the dogs are out of the way and everything's off the floor because it works and it's great, but also you have to be careful around it too. Like if it gets a piece of your robe that you have on, you're dead.
I need to put that on my Amazon wish list or
yes.
For my fan. I'm kidding. I have none of those sites. But maybe it's a good Christmas wish for me.
Or look on Black Friday because it's an electronic.
Ooh, Black Friday Roomba. Yeah. Don't eat my cat.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela, the new Channel Q.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to spend Thanksgiving tomorrow with my my family of choice, my best friend Adam, and who cuts your hair, and then also our friend Lauren, who used to live with. She just bought her first home. Her mom's going to oh my God, Michaela. I met Lauren's mother and assumed it was her girlfriend because I know Lauren is
Oh, my God. That's right. I forgot this
Lauren's
story. Oh, my
mother
God.
Looks
he did do this.
Like the what? Sexiest Beverly Hills housewife. And I assumed they were a couple. So then I remember, who's the artist?
Oh, my God.
She's lesbian, black girl. She always has vaginal imagery in her shows. Anyway, she's
Janelle Monáe.
Yes.
Ali Hood. Oh, okay.
Janelle Monáe was on the TV, and I tried to bond with Lauren's mother.
Oh, my God. This is
who's
right.
Actually,
oh, my God. This story's awful.
I thought was her girlfriend. And I kept on talking about how this woman brings vaginal imagery into her art to her mother, thinking it was her lesbian lover.
No, granny in action.
She went with it. She's like such an ally, but
like,
I had no
vaginas,
idea.
Love him. No, so, she didn't know that he thought she was her daughter's girlfriend.
So then how did you realize that she was not the girlfriend?
When they left the house, I texted Lauren, it was so great seeing you, and I loved meeting your girlfriend.
No, you didn't say that.
What'd she say?
Thanksgiving,
that's
she
the
said,
first time they met.
She's like,
that's
I want you to come to my Thanksgiving. It's be really intimate, and also my girlfriend's coming. Okay, her mom.
That's hilarious.
How amazing is that story?
Because I love that.
Yeah, my wife and I always get mistaken for being related to each other.
I can see
so
that.
So I have the opposite. But you can see that?
Yeah, I mean, like you guys look cute, and like you have a similar sometimes aesthetic. I'm sure it looks cute in pictures.
Eventually, you morph into each other, and then my what's really insulting is that our gym instructor, when we walk in, he goes, "What's up, twinsies?" And we're like, I don't know what's worse, being mistaken for being family or being being mistaken for being girlfriends.
That's
I don't know
hilarious.
What's more.
I feel really weird for you.
Have you dated someone that you resembled?
Yeah. Well, it's funny because I'm always like dating guys I've dated a lot of guys that are also tall black men. And so like when we walk into a room, people are always like turning around because we're like 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", whatever. But it people always think that black people are related. So if like if it's another light skinned black guy, they're
that's
like
such a
oh
microaggression.
Yeah, it's like, no, we're not brothers.
In case you're wondering, I forgot to introduce them. Allie and Jarrett, you know them from Drop the Subject. Their show is coming up next. What are you guys thankful for this year?
Ooh, girl, the day off.
day off.
Yeah. Literally.
The clear roads right now, like
the
traffic was great this morning.
So thankful for my commute. You know what's really much better than going to see your family for Thanksgiving? Going to work when no one's at work.
Yeah, it is amazing.
I'm thankful for that.
I will say that I always love Friendsgiving at Thanksgiving. Like, yeah. In an ideal year, I like to do Friendsgiving and then do Christmas with my family. Mm-hmm. And so I'm always really grateful for having friends in LA because it took a long time to get like a circle of people in LA that I really love and trust and, and want to be around.
Yes, that's a big deal. And so, really grateful.
I just think it's wonderful that you celebrate us on Friday, and I can't wait to attend your Friendsgiving. So, Michaela, what do you think? The one that we're not invited to. Just kidding.
We'll talk about that.
So, Michaela, what are you thankful for this year?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Wow. Yesterday, you're like, I got nothing.
I got nothing.
I got nothing.
No, you know, I'm really thankful that at this time last year, I was in a very different place, if we're being totally honest, just mentally and emotionally. And I think that, like, this year has been really incredible, just, like, growing wise. And I feel like a lot of the work that I've put in has paid off. And I just feel... I just feel better. I don't know what was going on last year. There was just a lot of change. And so I feel like I'm just thankful for my health and my sanity and my partner and this job and having a house that's clean right now. How that happened, I don't know. God. Daddy Lisa, I had nothing
just,
to do
just
with it.
You, Lisa,
and Roomba.
Justin?
Yeah, I know. It is. It's the little things.
What about you, Justin?
So, I mean, everything's changed in the past 12 months.
Yeah, you had a big
year.
I'm now
engaged. Oh my gosh. I have a kid on the way.
You're gonna be a dad.
I'm doing this thing for a year, and it's been good for the most part.
Yeah.
Just looking at you two.
That's
like
fair.
I've 3 days a week at least.
Yeah. So it's just been an amazing journey, and I'm grateful for all of you guys, all five of you in the room.
Well, in 2017, and right about to turn to the new year, I asked the universe to have stability and to have a job that I could be creative and meet a new tribe of wonderful folks and still be able to perform and entertain in the space that I wanted to. And I got that with Channel Q, so I'm thankful.
I got this job
that allows me to still act and leave and go and come back and support my art, and I really appreciate that. And more than anything, I really appreciate our listeners who took a chance at this new radio station that's now coast to coast, because without you guys, we wouldn't be here. And so we're all very thankful for you. Make sure you keep it locked for Drop the Subject. They've got a great show coming up. But on behalf of myself and Miss Michaela Gordon, have a great Thanksgiving.
Have an amazing Thanksgiving. Be safe. And also tonight, I just want to remind everybody again not to be a complete downer, but I am like a Jewish mother.
Uber.
It's a big night for drinking. A lot of people like to go out tonight. Mm. So just be really safe. Be safe in the weather. Make it to your families tomorrow. And just watch out for yourself.
What if I just send you some Tito's Soto? That still wouldn't get you out of the house?
Just drink it inside my house.
Drinking inside your house is great.
Yeah, especially when it's clean.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.